Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No. Like, I'm pretty sure he can fuck with abilities. And Genja's defense is, nah.
He was a creator, so yeah. we don't know.
Nah. You know? What is up? Welcome to Bleach Boys. We're back. We're doing more of the Fullbring arc. We are now, I think this is the next batch. Is it 6 to 10? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 6 to 10.
6 to 10.
Of the Fullbring arc, if we're starting from the bottom. We ended on, I think, 352. I don't know if that's the correct number, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. We basically end when Tsukishima raids the execution thing and breaks Ichigo out of the fish tank, and he becomes basically a Soul Reaper at that point.
Yeah, he's got his garb. Wavy, cloaky.
Kind of cool. Like the classic Ichigo. Yeah. Look, you know? What did you think of the episode today?
I think I started dozing off towards the fourth one.
So we do a bit of a rookie move where we get food before we watch these because we're going to get a little bit hungry. You know, it is what
we
it is.
Don't typically get the, like, healthiest of foods.
Yeah, and we're also coming right after work, so we're a little peckish, you know, get some food. It makes you incredibly tired when there's shit episodes on the TV. Just incredibly shit episodes. And it's like, gotta get up to go for a walk. It's like, gotta, like, just
take a breather or something.
Just, you know, it's like I'm fucking dozing off here. Basically, we get to learn a little bit more about Tsukishima these five episodes, where kind of a catch-22, where I kind of always have, so I do like big reveals in anime and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. But then it's always interesting to go back and watch because, like, us as a viewer, we shouldn't really exist. You know? I have a point with this. Sorry. It might not make sense. It might not make sense, but let me point out. From a viewer perspective, we don't exist. So the scenes that we're seeing are, like, they should just be happening in normal time.
Oh,
so there's
a
couple of scenes where it's just the execution gang and they're still playing along, like, oh, that Tsukishima guy, he's really out there. Now, that being said, I don't remember Tsukishima erase all of their memories, and that's part of the big reveal, or if they've known all along. But, like, there's just some times where it feels like I feel like Jackie was kind of hinting at it. She didn't like the plan in these episodes. And so, like, the parts where it's just the execution gang and they're still playing along with the facade, I was just kind of like, oh, would they really do that? Would they really do that?
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing, knowing what we know now. It's just it's just like, why are you playing along so hard?
Yeah, but then obviously it makes sense. And we know Tsukishima and Genjo are working together. Like, we know that. So it's like, it's a little weird.
The old man too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a little weird to see them, you know, kind of like play this game when nobody else is there to watch. They're basically like doing a play for themselves when they, you know, that's kind of what it's like.
Sometimes you just got to be dramatic.
Yeah, yeah, sure. They're really in character. They're deep in character here.
Yes, what do you call that? They're method acting.
So I do want to remind everybody, you know, however many episodes of Bleach Boys, we are watching it dubbed for the first time ever, because we have watched everything sub before, and this is our first time ever watching the Fullbring arc ever. We've read it, first time ever watching it. Chad's voice is so fucking annoying.
Goes from "Hey, what's up, guys?" to "Hey, what's up, guys?"
Yeah, it's so bad, and his character is almost irredeemable that I do not care about him. I do not care. Don't give a fuck. Orihime, surprisingly enough, I like to hit on Orihime. Was a bit of a badass this episode.
I know, right?
She was ready to fuck up Tsukishima.
Yep. She was going to defend, I forgot the Mohawk dude's name.
Yeah, I don't know his name either. Part of the joke of the series is nobody knows what the fuck his name is, so we'll just roll with that. Because, like, Orihime actually
sushi.
Was just like,
yeah. That's what she calls him, Sushi.
Which is like, I'm going to fuck up Tsukishima. And Tsukishima's like, well, I'll just leave. I'm not going to let you. It was like, ooh, Orihime, get it.
Smart, though. She used Santen Keshu as a way to stop him. But
yeah. So what ends up happening with Orihime is she does get stabbed by Tsukishima, but he doesn't leave a wound. Nobody knows. Crazy how that happened.
Oh, you know, just like a bookmark, he slides right in.
Yep. And so why, you know, Orihime basically ends up telling Chad and Ichigo, like, oh, nothing happened. Like, it's just a friend that stopped by. And we're getting this kind of, like, third person, or I guess first person monologue from Orihime, where she's like, why am I calling Tsukishima a friend? Like, I'm, like, really thinking
about it. Yeah, like, she's thinking about it.
If she thought, Jose, I got a question for you. If she thought something was wrong in that situation,
yes.
Why did she not just Saten Keshu, I reject on herself? Like, just rewind herself a little bit.
Let me tell you. So, as my friend Josh, well, let me tell you guys. she's stupid.
Yeah. Well, just like, yeah, why doesn't, like, I don't know. Why doesn't she just do that? Like,
I don't think she knows she can do that.
But she kind of, like, knows something is wrong with her. She knows that. She realizes it. She tells Chad about it.
Can she talk to her?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to that.
Right, that
would be a great idea.
Because if she could still talk to him, they could be like, yo, Orihime, this isn't real.
Yes, they could have been like, yeah, you did get stabbed. Like, we saw you. It's like, that's a great idea. I don't know. I don't know if they'll ever talk about it. And it's like they kind of try to reverse explain Chad's whole thing too, because Ginjo, so Chad confronts Ginjo about Tsukishima and is like, yo, you need to tell me Tsukishima's powers because there's some shit happening on. And Ginjo is like, oh, Tsukishima just has the power to cut through anything. That's it. It's just a really powerful sword can cut through anything. Chad's like, no. It's like, I'm pretty sure he can fuck with abilities. And Ginjo's defense is, nah.
He was a creator, so we don't know.
Nah. And it's just like,
I don't know.
And he says that there's no, so like, the abilities of Fullbrings cannot change. They cannot evolve. They stay the same as always. So Chad is immediately like, yo, well, what about me?
About me? Chad became superpowered.
Yep. And his excuse is, oh, well, you just weren't aware. So you weren't aware of the power. And then as you became more aware,
terrible
you
got more
power. Yes. Yes. And it's like Genjo's defense was basically like, nah, that's it.
Like, nah, brother.
It's like, oh, but what if like he had another power? Nah. It's like, okay. I would not believe him for a fucking second. Because,
I mean, Orihime's, we found that she could pew, pew, pew. Yeah, and then shield and heal.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. This whole arc just doesn't feel like it's written very well. It just feels like it's boring. I just, like, I can't relate to any of the characters in this. And I'm just like, boy, oh boy, do I not give a fuck.
I just want to see the final fight with everybody coming
through. Yes. That's basically what I'm waiting for, too. And they try, so they kind of fuck you where Ichigo is kind of doing this big speech where he's like, yo, I've never trained any time in just like leisure. It's like, I learned the best under extreme pressure.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, you damn right, Ichigo. You do. You damn right. Like, let's get this sort of show on the road. And he wants to fight one of them. And half of the crew is like, nah. Ginjo is like, yeah, fuck it. You know, let's go for it. And then they basically set up this thing like, oh, yeah, here we go. Extreme conditions. But then they say no. And they really do go the slow route.
Yeah, they do.
They really
just like, well,
do go the slow route.
I guess everybody said so, so we have to do it. And I'm like, please.
That is the biggest blue balls I've ever seen.
So, like, I've seen the big thing about Kubo wanting to redo Bleach.
Yeah.
I think that would be fantastic, and that's the right way to go. You can just breeze through this in 10 episodes.
Well, I don't know how much he would touch the Fullbring arc, per se, because I think the Fullbring arc is still very well animated. But I would say most of the stuff up, and I would say the full main series, would probably, and they need to redo the Fullbring arc.
Yeah.
It's too long. It's too long. I don't care about the characters. It's too slow. They drag it on. Everybody knows Ichigo's going to get his powers back. So, like, what's the point? It's just kind of like a moot arc. That being said, Ginjo's kind of cool. Tsukishima's kind of cool.
Yeah, I do like the two main, like, antagonist villains kind of guy. They're kind of cool. I don't really care for Riruka.
Yeah, right? And I get that there's a time skip. Like, I get that. But, like, as a viewer, it didn't feel like it was enough. I didn't get the sense of, like, oh, Ichigo
it's really been a year
for a while. And then it's like in that short time period of a year, Ichigo has completely foregone his Soul Reaper powers, which he ends up reneging on. But then he's also completely 100% is now suspicious of Uehara in that year.
Yeah. All of a sudden he's just like, was he really my friend? Yes. Did he
like,
drug me?
After everything he did
for
you, he literally saved you from Aizen at the end. I don't know if I could trust that Kisuke guy.
Or my dad.
Because in this episode, we get to see Ishin meet up with Kisuke.
Yep.
And I don't get it. I don't get
it's
it.
It's a lack of communication, Sam.
It
that's
is a lack
exactly
of
what it is.
It is.
That's exactly what it is.
Dude, it all comes
literally
back
be
to
like,
that.
Hey, bro, we're here to help you. Yes. Anything you need, we'll help you out. Instead of, nah, Ichigo,
oh, and should
you've
we talk
done
about
enough.
The biggest fuck you that happened in one of the very first episodes? I about rolled my eyes on my head. Ichigo first gets his Fullbring powers. He first activates the Soul Reaper badge. Well, not Soul Reaper powers, Fullbring powers. And he activates the substitute Soul Reaper badge, and he does the cool little shuriken thingy that he's got. And when he exits the training room, he could hear Rukia's voice coming out of the Soul Reaver badge. Okay?
Very clearly.
Very clearly. Incredibly clearly. She goes, "That's impossible. Ichigo would never join the side of the enemies." And then that's the only thing he hears. That's not a direct quote. I kind of like, I can't remember the exact wording.
Abbreviated.
But literally that, okay? And Ichigo's like, "Oh, what? Was that Rukia?" And then that's it. That's it. She literally said, "Ichigo joined the side of the enemies."
Now that could have been just a thing for the fan or for the viewer, but you know,
but it's like we're the watchers.
We don't. He's an idiot.
What
we learned from Ichigo? He's an idiot.
Yeah, but it's like, what the fuck? Like, Ichigo, grow a brain cell. One singular.
Him or a human will make two that half a brain cells make a full brain
that
cell.
That is true. Holy shit. I just like, I don't know. They just kind of beat you over the head with like, "Hey, here's what's happening. Hey, here's what's happening. Hey," and then, but they make you watch it all unfold.
I think the whole pacing of this could have been fast. I think it could have been done in 10 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, okay, introduce these guys. This guy's mini arc. Okay, here. Boom. Fight.
Yeah. Because like, I mean, you think about the arc as a whole, right? Like none of the Fullbring people really put up much of a fight, like for realsies. This is just a whole arc just to display the fact that, hey, Ichigo gets his powers back. Hey, the Soul Reapers are still cool.
Well, they also explain Chad and Orihime getting powers, too. That's what I think it was. It's more of a rewrite of how they got their powers.
Sure. I guess they, like, categorized Chad and, you know, Orihime into something. But it's just like, man, I don't care. I don't care. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if there's a person that exists today that really likes the Fullbring arc. Because on God, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
I've never met anybody. I mean, like you. It's just like the Fullbring is just there to kind of like fill in the gap almost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. And it just.
You know what it feels like? It feels like a filler. A bit like a filler.
It does feel like a filler. It just feels. I guess that's the perfect way to describe it. This arc feels like a filler. As in like, we'll just put a little bit of filler in between the time he lost his power and in between the time you know he's going to get it back. It's like, and here you go. Enjoy. And it's like, man, boy, oh boy, this shit's boring. Like,
because it's just like, after Aizen, what's the next villain? Literally, Yuwa.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you can't compare any other villains to him. Like, even that filler arc with the Mod Souls.
Oh, yeah.
That was just like,
Talking about the Bound arc, dog?
No.
The Ray guy, yep. Yeah. And that being said, Tsukushima's chilling in a mansion somewhere in the middle of the forest somewhere. Just saying, Bound Mansion. Just saying, callback. Just saying, they also play Kadia's theme. They play it. They steal music from pretty much all of the arcs in this one. Just like they just piecemeal it and they kind of remix it.
Yeah. What was it? The Espada one got used for Jackie. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. They kind of just remixing all of it. Like they really were just like, fuck it. Like
they're like, hey, our budget's kind of low. Give it to some DJs.
Like, they don't need any extra shit. Fuck it. So, I mean, I don't know, Jose. What is there else to say? It's like Fullbrings. Are they cool? They're okay.
I think Fullbrings can be cool if they're like explained better. Because I mean, Chad's is kind of cool. Mm. Like he gets both the arms.
Now, this is a bit of a writer's thing. I don't think we needed the explanation for the Fullbrings. Like, I'm sorry. I don't think we needed it.
I feel like they could have done this very early on by saying, like, this is just a power only humans can
well,
get.
Well, I thought the whole thing with Chad and Orihime, I might be completely pulling this out of my ass because my memory is shit. But I thought the whole thing was that they got their powers by being close to Ichigo.
That's what I thought, too.
I thought that was what the whole thing, like, Ichigo had so much spiritual pressure.
It just latched onto theirs, and then
they basically, or is the Hogyoku or something, right?
The Hogyoku?
I'm totally, this is all coming back. There's something to do with, like, the Hogyoku or, like, something Aizen did where it's, like, the innate wills of Orihime and Chad of wanting to also be able to protect the friends, like, be there with Ichigo, gave them their powers. I could have sworn that was what was said. But I don't know. Any lore master in the comments.
I like that a lot better.
I swear to God that was said. I did not just make that up. I swear. And then they try to explain it with the Fullbring stuff. And I'm just like, it is boring. It's just, it's lame. It's super lame.
I just wish it was like written better. But I understand Kubo was also not in the best place.
Yeah,
it
is true. That is true.
So it's like, I can't be mad at him for something he can't control, especially when the editors are up his ass.
Yeah, and it's like a work ethic thing where it's like they don't really take breaks. So it's like you can't really just like, oh, I'm just going to take 6 months off to like recoup and do my thing. It's like, nah, you need to keep cranking this shit out, bro.
Yeah, they just did not let him. Dude, being a mangaka must be difficult as fuck.
Very, yeah, oh, incredibly. So I don't know. Anything else you want to say on these episodes? It's kind of short. Like, As we get more and more through the Fullbring arc, it's just going to be more of like, yeah, it's okay. It's like, I remember reading the manga and thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I remember reading it and be like, oh, I can't wait till this is kind of over. I just want to see the end results.
Yeah, I remember the same thing. And then watching the anime, it's like, it's all coming back. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. We don't even see Cone anymore.
Yeah, that is weird. That is weird.
Like, you would think Cone would still be laying around.
Yeah, that is weird. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have much to say. I feel like we beat the horse to oblivion at this point.
I did
like
Orihime a lot during this, and that's about it.
Yeah, Orihime had a redeeming thing. Jackie's not bad. Like, I do kind of like Jackie. Riruka is okay, I guess.
She's
like,
all right.
I don't hate her.
We don't know anything about the kid, Yukio.
Yeah, Yukio's done nothing. The bartender guy is okay. Like, I don't have an opinion on him either way.
He's got that time skill, which I'm pretty sure. I don't remember why, but he turns into the Hulk.
Yes, at one point he does turn into the Hulk. Ginjo's cool. Tsukishima's cool. The guy, I think
he
eventually uses brass knuckles. He's okay.
He calls himself like Lucky Number 7 or whatever, right?
I think so.
Lucky Punch or something.
Yeah. So that's it. Honestly, we watched 5 episodes and I wanted to take a nap during those 5 episodes. And that's the Fullbring arc in its entirety.
Nutshell.
So, thanks for watching, guys. If you guys like the Fullbring arc, if you can tell me some sort of redeeming thing about the Fullbring arc, please let us know in the comments down below. If you can remember what the actual story behind Chad and Orihime's powers were originally, I swear to God, it was something to do with Ichigo. Let us know in the comments down below. And of course, if you're listening, if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to leave us a like and subscribe. We got, I think we counted out 15 more episodes. So 3 more episodes of Bleach Boys left before we're done. And that's going to be it.
What should we do after that?
Yeah, I don't know. So
we could rewatch Burn the Witch and do that. Yeah,
I actually never watched all of Burn the Witch. So I only read it. Yep, I never watched it. So we could do Burn the Witch. There's novels to be checked out as well.
There's novels?
Can't Fear Your Own World.
Okay, I thought you were talking about that. I was like, wait, what the fuck? No.
So there's plenty to check out. And hopefully either the manga for Burn the Witch comes back, the manga for Bleach continues, or we finally get some sort of Thousand Year Blood War news for the anime, because we have definitely not gotten any.
At that point, we'll just be Bleach news.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Thank you for watching, you guys. We appreciate you. We're back. We should be on the routine schedule, so we'll see you every week. Until then, have a good one, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.